Coming up on this week's Planet Japan, we get an email from a mermaid, and we rock out to Japan's newest sensation, Becky Cruel. Stay tuned for episode 185, The Road to Hiroshima.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Direct from beautiful downtown Okayama City, Japan, you are once again, for no apparent reason, listening to Planet Japan. Get ready to join Doug and Jen as they take you on an unpredictable journey through the wacky and wonderful world they call home. And now, here's Doug and Jen.
So, Jen, how's it going?
It's hot.
It is hot again. Still summer, apparently.
Yeah, well, it's still like really hot temperatures. Usually it's cooling down about now, but no, not this year. It's hot.
You know who doesn't have to worry about the heat?
Santa Claus.
Mermaids.
Oh, mermaids. That's right.
Have you ever fantasized about maybe being a mermaid?
Yeah, actually I have.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I love the water.
If you're a man, would you be a mermister, or how does that work?
No, you'd be a merman.
A merman. There
That's
you
right.
go. A merman.
It is. It's a merman.
A merman.
Mermaid and merman.
Was there a merman in, what was that mermaid movie Disney made? I forget. What was the name of that?
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. It's
about a little tiny mermaid.
Difficult title there. Yeah, but it was. It was a young mermaid, yeah.
I often thought it might be fun to marry a mermaid, make her my wife.
I guess so, but how would you live like that? Would you have to live in a boat?
You'd have to have a big tub, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that movie Splash.
Yeah, that'd be fun, though, wouldn't it? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
To have a mermaid for a wife.
Well.
Think of the possibilities. Now, apparently, somebody we just met does have a wife who is also a mermaid.
That's right.
In real life.
In real life. We've just got
his wife is a mermaid.
Just got an email from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how cool would that be to have a wife who's also, in her spare time, a mermaid? Yeah, his name is Mike, and he sent us a lovely email. Said he and his wife just discovered us.
Because
they were swimming in the ocean.
No, because they are moving to Japan.
Yeah, they're coming to Japan. He's from Texas.
He is.
Yeah, and she's a Japanese woman named Mari.
Mari.
Yeah, and they're coming to Japan soon. He is going to, I believe, Matsuyama.
Right, in Ehime, which is not so far from here, actually.
Not real far. But then she's going to be here in Okayama. So maybe we will have a chance to interview our first mermaid.
A mermaid, that's
what
right.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. She's a mermaid because she's actually a synchronized swimmer.
Yeah.
And she's filming in the new Pirates movie.
The new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Number four, I believe. So yeah, she's a mermaid in the movie.
Right, she's a mermaid in the movie, and then she's going to come to Okayama and be a synchronized swimmer, which I had no idea.
I'm not sure if there are any, I'm not sure how many job openings there are for actual mermaids in Okayama.
Exactly. I know we've
Or synchronized swimmers, I don't know, are they
synchronized swimmers in Okayama?
Here?
No, I would, we have a few figure skaters, but...
Yeah. I thought about going into that whole synchronized swimming thing when I was younger.
Water boys.
And my legs were, nicer. Than they are now. Although still, they're still pretty nice.
Okay, nice legs.
As far as legs on old men go.
But I don't think that really matters about the synchronized swimming.
Well, you have to stick them up in the air there, so I kind of show them off.
Yeah, but I think it matters about the timing, more about the actual, shape of the leg.
Indeed.
Yeah, okay. I would hope so.
So thank you for the lovely email, and we look forward to maybe meeting them once they arrive
that'd be great.
In Japan.
I know, being that they're so close.
Indeed.
Exactly.
I'm Doug DeLong, by the way.
I'm Jennifer Etta.
And you're listening to episode number 185.
Planet Japan.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot the name. The lovely Planet Japan podcast is what people are listening to.
Yes,
for no apparent reason. You would think, they would have better things to do, but apparently not. Because they find themselves listening to you and I just going on and on.
And on and on.
And on and on.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
But today we're adding a third voice.
Yeah, we've got...
George with no E.
There we are.
Our old friend from Germany. Once again, back in Japan, and stopped by the Planet Japan studios, whereupon we interviewed him for the second time.
I know.
He was here last year also.
He was a repeat interview.
Yeah. Our first repeat interviewee.
It's true. That's right.
And so we'll play that a little later.
Great.
But first, we have all kinds of fun stuff to talk about, including two, not one, but two dicks of the week.
I know. It's exciting. It's
who could imagine there could possibly be more than one in the world in any given week?
In a week, right? Yeah. Oh, but no, there are so many. We have to pick and choose.
So kind of big news here in Japan a couple of weeks ago, as you recall, was the 65th anniversary of the day they dropped, by they I mean the U.S., dropped a... Atomic bomb on Hiroshima City.
That's right. Yeah.
And every year they have very moving ceremonies there to commemorate the passing of all those people
and to pray for peace. World peace, yes.
Yeah. Mm. And every year they invite somebody from Washington, D.C. as a representative of the U.S. government to attend these ceremonies. Mm. And they say, they always say, gee, yeah, I'm really busy that day. You know, I got something really important. I have a meeting with a lobbyist I have to, you know, deal with. And I'd love to go, really, but, you know.
Well, yes, they've officially declined.
Yeah. Until this year.
Until this year, yeah.
They finally said, oh, okay, I think I can fit you into my schedule.
Exactly, yeah.
And they sent the lovely ambassador to Japan from America, Mr. John Roos.
Right, they did.
Roos. Yeah. He roosed right over. And attended the he did not speak.
No, he didn't speak.
And he sure as hell didn't tell anybody who he was. That would get him in all kinds of trouble.
I know.
Hey, aren't you the guys that dropped the bomb? What the hell are you doing here? You know.
Right.
No, it was a very, I thought, on the part of the Obama administration, it was a good move say, hey, we're not exactly apologizing, but we want to kind of, you know, maybe start a dialogue. Now, Obama will be here in Japan in November for the APEC meetings.
Right.
And there's apparently some pressure being brought on him to get him to go to Hiroshima for the first time. I don't believe a U.S. president has visited Hiroshima, have they? A sitting president?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's the first time, if that were to happen.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see if that happens.
Maybe enough time has passed that...
You would think, after 65 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's if you ever get to Hiroshima, the Peace Park and the museum there is really amazing and
The park is very beautiful. The park is nice. The museum is also very good, but a little much. Yeah. Like I've actually been more than one time. I think once is way enough in a lifetime. But you know, you get people coming over that visit, and they I'd like to see Hiroshima, and you're like, really? Yeah. Because it's not, you know, the museum is.
But the most amazing thing is the ruins of the building that was left after the bomb.
That's right. Yeah, they have the A bomb building.
The A bomb dome. Yeah.
They say Genbaku dome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is quite moving when you see it. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're taken aback.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park, though. It's quite a lovely
Peace
city.
Park.
Yeah, it's a lovely city, actually, Hiroshima. Yeah.
In other news, we found a girl on the internet, and apparently there are a lot of girls on the internet.
Especially young girls.
Yeah, this is a 15-year-old girl who has become quite popular, quite famous right here in Japan because of her apparent love of all things, you know, anime and so forth.
Right, she kind of looks like an anime character.
She's a British girl.
Yeah, she's a British girl.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know, just got the idea one day to sing along to a Japanese song and put it up on YouTube, which is, you know, not so unusual, but somehow, like, lots of Japanese manga fans got a hold of this and just love her to death.
Exactly.
So
she's on the YouTube, and she's dancing around and prancing, some prancing as well as dancing. She came to Japan and did all this promotional stuff and becoming like a big deal.
Yeah. She's done a few
things. It's like showbiz time.
Though it's very, very geared towards the teenage set. Yeah, it's not very good. Like, this is going to be it for her. She's not going to make it very, very long.
You think?
No.
I don't know. Famous last words.
Possibly.
I think we'll see lots of her in the future.
Okay, maybe so. Becky Cruel.
Becky
the name.
Cruel. Her name is spelled B-E-C-K-I-I, which is odd.
Becky.
That's not the way you should spell it. Becky. I'm sorry.
But it's kind of a Japanese-y way, yeah? Becky.
Becky.
Cruel.
Cruel. Last name, C-R-U-E-L. Yeah. I don't know why you would choose a name like that unless it's your real name.
It's not.
Is it her real name?
No, it's not.
It's a fake stage name?
Yeah, it's a stage name. Yeah.
Well, people aren't going to think you're nice if your name is Cruel.
No, man, it's cool.
Cruel is cool?
Yeah. She's a bad girl.
Cruel.
Yeah.
Becky Cruel.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, yeah, people might want to check. She's on YouTube.
Yeah, she's actually, they did a documentary about her, actually.
Really?
BBC did, yeah.
Oh, BBC did a documentary about her, yeah. Which is also on YouTube?
No, no, it's actually on TV. The BBC, yeah.
It's on Japanese TV?
No, it's on British TV.
Oh, okay, I see.
So they've done a little spot on her. So she's actually quite, you know, her 15 minutes of fame is quite good. You know, it's not just
Well, that's
paper.
A minute per year. That's not bad.
That's not bad, yeah. She's only 15.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway.
I thought she was kind of cute.
She's cute. There's no doubt about that. She's very cute.
Yeah.
But well, you can check her out yourself. Check out her YouTube video and see if she's got star potential.
Indeed. Yeah. But you know who I really like is that little 10-year-old girl on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Jackie Ivanko. She's a cutie. And she's got an amazing voice.
She does.
She's got the voice of like a 45-year-old opera diva.
It's a little bit creepy.
It's a little weird. She swallowed an entire opera singer.
It is. It's almost
she resides inside of her.
Yeah.
You would think, though, if that was true, she'd be a bigger girl than she is.
A lot bigger.
Yeah, she's a
especially
tiny
opera.
Little thing.
Yeah. But yeah, she's a talented little girl.
Hey, we got a couple of dicks.
Oh, we have lots of dicks.
Yeah, we have too many dicks.
We always have.
Yeah,
too many. Yeah, but we've narrowed it down. We've got two good ones.
Yeah, we got two good ones, and they're both very much in the news, in the American news.
In the American news.
Not sure how much they are in the Japanese.
Not at all, because I didn't know any of these stories. Actually, no. One of our dicks did make Japanese,
Japanese news.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
that's
good. The first one is a woman who has been kind of practicing her dickiness for many, many years on a regular basis on the radio.
Right.
Giving advice to women when they have problems in their relationship. That's kind of her specialty, you see.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking, of course, about the infamous Dr. Laura.
Right. Who doesn't have a doctor in...
I think
she's not...
It's some kind of medical physiology or something.
Yeah, but she's not a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Exactly. That's the point. Yeah.
Right.
But she would sure like people to think she is.
Well, yeah, considering that her job is to give advice.
Anyway, she pretty much gives the same advice to all the women who call, which is, it's really your fault because you're not making your man happy enough. You figure out what you can do to make him happy, and all your problems will be solved. Well, there you go. She's a true feminist, as you can see.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Anyway, she went completely nuts last week and caused her entire empire to collapse. Within days, she was telling people, oh, don't worry, I'm going off the air forever. I think she'll run through the end of the year, and then she'll be out of here. Her contract will be up.
Yeah.
And she's claiming, you know, that she quit because she's losing her First Amendment rights. Oh, my God. She's the victim.
So she's quitting because she's losing her rights.
Yeah, she's saying she wants to be able to say whatever she wants without... people coming down on her. Apparently.
Well, no, she'll find a way. She'll be back.
Well, she'll be all over the internet.
Yeah,
it's her.
Yeah. Exactly. She'll be out there forever.
But she'll always, when she dies, the first line of her of her obituary will be Dr. Laura, infamous talk show host who was forced off the air because she said the N-word 11 times.
I know. She just went.
What
to
was
town.
She thinking?
She wasn't.
You would think a woman who's been on the radio for 30 years would understand these are the kinds of things you don't do.
Well,
unless you're a truly hardcore racist, which apparently she is.
Well, yeah. It's an interesting show if you want to check it out on the internet.
We'll put a link to the actual audio from that part of the show that got her in so much trouble. It wasn't just the use of that word. That was bad enough. But it was just her whole tone and attitude toward this woman.
Yeah, just her, advice about...
And for no apparent reason, in the middle of the discussion about her problem, she started talking about Obama. And they only voted because he was black. They didn't care about anything else, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just sort of...
Yeah.
That poor woman. She's calling in about the same problem.
She had a problem with her husband's goofy, racist friends.
Right, and then she calls a racist.
Yeah.
So she
called the wrong person,
It was so sad.
Yeah.
That poor woman. She's like...
This poor woman is also gaining a measure of fame. She's been all over the news recently, being interviewed now.
That's interesting, yeah.
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 And Dr. Laura got on the air the next day and said, oh, my bad. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, she wasn't. Obviously, she wasn't thinking.
The end of the conversation, after the woman hung up, she said, you know, if you don't want people to be so racist toward you, you shouldn't marry out of your race.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
What? Excuse me?
I know.
What?
Yeah, she was saying some things that were just strange. I kind of joked, and I said that as punishment, she should probably come in and live in Japan for about 6 months. And
oh, that would
and
be
have,
fun.
Yeah, yeah, just have it be all about being foreign. It's always like, oh, you're foreign, you do things this way. Oh, you're foreign, you're buying carrots, you eat carrots. Yeah.
On second thought, to inflict her on Japan would be a kind of cruel punishment.
No,
for
wouldn't.
Japan.
For Japan, maybe. Yeah. For Japan, maybe. But for her, be pretty cool.
Yeah, she might learn a thing or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she's gone in the next few months, and most people are not tearing up.
She'll be back. I guarantee she'll be back.
Well, here's the funny thing. She says she's crying about losing her First Amendment right of free speech, mm-hmm. which has nothing to do with her situation. Free speech is guaranteed that the government won't come down on you and throw your ass in jail because of something you said.
Right.
You're free to say anything you mm-hmm. want. But if you say something stupid or offensive, especially on the radio or TV,
yeah.
people have every right to criticize you and call you out.
Mm. True. Exactly. Yeah. That's also free speech.
Exactly.
We are exercising our free speech rights.
We are free to name Dr. Laura this week's Dick of the Week.
Right on.
Yeah. And we feel better about it. And I'm going to throw Sarah Palin in there, too, because she came out with her stupid little tweets as supporting Dr. Laura, infamous racist, which is really funny, because Sarah Palin was chosen as vice president, Dr. Laura said all kinds of nasty things about her.
But, you know, if you look at them both, you think they would be friends.
They're
kind of cookie cutter kind exactly. of sisters, you know.
They're both from the Stepford Wife tradition of people,
just
women.
Kind of plasticky.
Plasticky. Exactly.
It's awesome. And scary.
So I'm throwing Sarah Palin in there too, because she's always a dick. She really is. Every time I hear it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. You know what I mean?
I'm
that shrill,
tired.
Whiny voice.
Yeah, you're right. It's sad because every time you do hear her in the news, it's always something stupid. It's always just,
exactly. Yeah.
Good Lord, woman. Stop.
Okay, well, we have another dick, which is a little controversial on our part because there's a divided opinion about whether this guy is a dick
is
or
a
hero.
Or a hero.
Yeah. And that, of course, is that goofy guy that quit his job in the middle of the day and said, I'll see you later.
Yeah, pretty dramatic. Yeah. It was awesome, actually.
Yeah. The flight attendant.
The flight attendant we're talking about.
For JetBlue. I think his name is Steven Slater. And, of course, he wanted to get out of there as fast as he could. So, of course, the fastest way it was to deploy the slide. The emergency slide.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it does look like fun.
It's a great exit. Well, you know, I'm sure if they were actually flying, he would have, like, jumped out with a parachute or something. That would have been cool.
That would have been even better.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Just, see, I'm out of here.
Bye.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Half the passengers probably get sucked out with them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you know,
so this is much
collateral
safer.
Damage, I guess.
Much safer to use the emergency slide.
I suppose so. Would you believe, I found this amazing, it cost $25,000 just to deploy the emergency slide.
No, I believe it. And I think that's why they arrested him. Because, you know, you can only, it's an emergency device, so you can only use it once. It's only a one-time thing. And so,
really? They can't pack it up again and use it again?
Because, you know, there might be a problem with it.
Put in a brand new one?
You have to put in a brand new one to be perfectly safe. Have to be. Yeah, those things are like hand-packed and, you know, they're deployed, as you said. So something exploded to get
so,
it out.
So what, they take the old slides and they put them in amusement parks or something?
That's a good question. I don't know. Recycle
hey,
them
speaking
maybe?
Of the slide, I found a really amazing quote.
Uh-huh.
Really, it spoke to me in kind of a moving way.
Okay.
And so I wanted to... To share it with our listening audience.
Please, yes.
Okay. It's from a newspaper story about the whole JetBlue incident.
Right.
So what he said was, among the great disappointments of modern life is the fact that something as fun as a giant inflatable slide springing from the side of a massive flying machine exists, but may only be used in near-death situations when one is least inclined to enjoy it. It's so true.
It is true. You're right. It does sound like a hell of a lot of fun, but you can't.
Yeah, because at the moment you're thinking, "Oh my God, I'm going to die."
Yeah, I know. Or
then you go down the slide and you go, "Oh well, that was kind of fun." I'm really glad I didn't die. So yeah, we don't really understand why everybody can't exit that way every time.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
That'd be much more fun than just going through that little tunnel.
And probably a lot faster too. You just get you know, throw grandma down there. Yeah, somebody catch her. Exactly. She's coming. Yeah, she doesn't have to wait to be the last one off, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Have to retrieve her cane. And
now, there were some questions being raised recently about whether this guy was telling the whole truth in terms of what happened. So,
well, yeah. In any case, he just lost it.
A lot of people think he was kind of intoxicated to a point where he shouldn't have been.
It definitely sounds like something you would do drunk, isn't it? Yeah. Fuck you, I'm out of here.
Yeah, goodbye, cruel world.
But, yeah, definitely interesting.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to go ahead and vote and put him on the side of being the dick.
Really?
Because if I was on that flight, somebody was freaking out, I would freak out. I would go, hey, chill. You know what I mean? I'm like, let's not make things any crazier than they already are. Well, okay, so we got two dicks. Dr. Laura and Stephen Slater.
Stephen Slater.
Congratulations. Maybe they'll get together. You know who should get together? Dr. Laura and Mel Gibson. They would be a good couple, probably.
Yeah, then she can learn how to please her man.
She would do whatever Mel says, I'm guessing. And Mel can be persuasive, if you've heard the tapes. Yeah. Plus, they can both say the N-word as many times as they want, which apparently is what they enjoy doing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Which wouldn't be racist to them at all.
Hey, did you know Dr. Laura, she's like 100 now, but in her younger days, she took some pictures, some naked pictures. There was a big scandal a couple
That's
years ago
creepy.
When they made their way to the internet. Oh, is that me?
Oops.
I was kind of hoping nobody would ever see those. Hey, once again, it's time for Nihongo Go Go.
Go, go, go.
Yay, what do you got for us?
I've got one that has to do with tears.
Yeah.
Yes, and this one is called Susume no Namida.
Susume.
Susume means sparrow.
Sparrow.
Yeah, sparrow, the bird. Yeah, mm-hmm. Small. You know, they're very small.
Right.
And Namida means tears.
Namida?
Namida.
Mm. Namida.
Means tears.
Tears of a sparrow.
Yes, tears of a sparrow.
Yeah.
Right. Sparrows, I said, are small, so their tears are obviously very, very small.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it means. Something is very small.
An object of some kind is very small.
Yeah. Usually they use it in terms of money. Like a lot of Japanese people, especially full-time employees of a company, will get bonuses twice a year.
Oh, I see.
So, and it being the recession and all, the bonuses are shrinking in size. Uh-huh. And so people would use this to say, my bonus was the size of sparrow's tears.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tears of a sparrow. Right.
Yeah.
So you can use it for portion sizes.
Well, my question, I guess, would be, how do you make a sparrow sad?
Well, see, now that's the thing. Do sparrows actually...
Do they actually cry?
Yeah, do they actually produce tears?
Yeah.
That was a question I had for my Japanese teacher who was teaching me this, and she laughed at me and said I was stupid.
Oh, well, that's a good answer. Thanks, sensei.
They tend to do that in Japan. It's like, idiot, that's a wrong question.
A stupid question.
I know, it's the wrong question.
That has nothing to do with anything.
So, because I was wondering, why would they? I think just because sparrows are small, and I think that's where they got this idea. Smallness, not that they actually saw a sparrow cry. And
Well, sparrows, for the most part, have a pretty good life. They don't really have a lot to cry about.
Especially in Japan, because they eat rice. And so, of course, this is the season where all the sparrows come. And
Of course, sparrows also get eaten by people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
So, do you have an onomatopoeia?
Okay, sort of. How about, what is the sound that trains make? Like when you're talking to a child, what would we say in English?
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Yeah, we call them choo-choo trains.
Choo-choo trains.
Yeah, but that's not what they say in Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They say trains make the sound of ka-chung, ka-chung.
Ka-chung, ka-chung.
Ka-chung, ka-chung.
That actually is closer than choo-choo.
Yeah, I think choo-choo is back to like steam engines and that kind of whoo-choo kind of stuff, which nobody uses steam trains anymore, right? They all use these electric trains or...
Yeah. You know. And they go ka-chong, ka-chong.
And they do go ka-chong, ka-chong, actually. When you're sitting inside there, go ka-chong, ka-chong.
Ka-chong, 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 ka-chong. So that's this week's Nihongo A-Go-Go.
Okay, go-go.
It's gone.
Ka-chong, ka-chong.
And finally, as promised, here is our interview with the infamous George with no E. So take a listen, s'il vous plaît. Well, happy news, George with no E has returned to Japan.
Right. Woo!
All the way from Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hometown.
And my hometown.
Your hometown is Germany.
Germany, yeah. And this is actually Hamburg-ku.
There you go.
Hamburg Quarter.
Exactly. Are you from Hamburg?
I'm Exactly.
Oh, that's right. I remember. You're a hamburger.
I'm a hamburger.
That's right.
And I guess the gag last time was, I'm oishii desu. So
exactly.
Hamburger jin desu, so boku wa oishii desu.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
I improved my Japanese just a little.
Now, what brings you back to our lovely country?
Maybe I forgot my E here.
Santana. It's George with no E, yeah. He's looking for his E. Where the hell did I leave my E?
Yeah,
how do you say your name? You say it?
Georg.
Georg.
Yeah.
So your name is Georg, but we will continue to call you George with no E.
If you like, so.
Because it's more fun.
Yeah, and maybe this name will make me famous.
And it lets people know how to spell it, which they might get confused about.
Yeah, maybe I should put up with this Georg without E some YouTube videos.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Now, did you answer my previous question about what brings you to this lovely country?
No. I'm looking for a nice
a wife.
Miko. Yeah.
Okay.
Michael. No. I'm just like Japan. I'm test out my new level of Japanese.
Ah.
How do I get around?
So you came here to practice your Japanese.
And I'm visiting some people to check out a bit, maybe a possibility to get a job here next year.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, so I'm just...
In Okayama?
So last time I was here, I was still a student, so I got last year, by the end of the year, a job.
Yeah.
And this is just a short-time contract, so next year I'm unemployed again. So this might be the best opportunity to search for a job in other country.
So what are you doing now in Germany?
What I'm doing now in Germany is I'm in a business network for German companies doing business with all over Asia Pacific. For example, Japan.
Yeah.
And so what I'm doing is taking care of the members of this network. Yeah, my job is to take care of them and to set up some events for the assembly in the network.
Indeed. What do you like to do in your free time?
In my free time?
Yeah.
Actually, at the moment, my free time is just sports and learning Japanese. That's all my free time. So, but here, I'm doing like sightseeing and... go to restaurants, meet some Japanese girls here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You met any interesting women?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Yes. Really?
Visit other Japanese tourists in Kyoto, for example. So I hope to see them in Tokyo, where she comes from. So
you met a girl in Kyoto, and
which
you arranged...
was also a tourist like me.
You arranged to meet her again in Tokyo?
Exactly.
Is it one of those let's do lunch kind of things?
Yeah, she's a little bit shy. Maybe this is not like... very good opportunity for a vacation flirt, but she's really nice, and it's more than maybe a lunch.
You got her number?
Yeah, I have a number.
Her email address?
One of the first things she said to me is, "I'm single," and questions she asked me was, "Are you single?"
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a pretty. If you are limited in your conversation, because I don't speak much Japanese. And she was not speaking a lot of English.
It's a good question to ask.
You have to be very straight. And so it's helpful. I mean, we're sitting around there and you can say something like, "Oh, I'm from Germany. I come from Hamburg. I visit this city." And and then the conversation ends up pretty quickly because you run out of words. So she came up with something with she's single. And by the way, she had a girlfriend with her, and she's also single. So I still have the choice. I can decide, yeah.
Jennifer, you have any questions you want to get in?
So you're looking for a job. Have you found any job leads?
My major is sociologist, which is... in general, nothing and all. So what I'm looking for is public relations, and probably in a German company. So because my Japanese level is still beginner, so by next year maybe I told you about JLPT level 3, which is not much, so like mediocre. And in a German company, I guess there's good because I can make contact with the German people. It's my major language.
Then you can just be in Japan.
Just enough Japanese to get good around here.
Well, it was fun to see you again. Thank you for coming all the way out to the Planet Japan studios and taking time out from your busy vacation days.
Yeah, this is always
now,
a pleasure.
Where are you headed now?
I go now, directly after this interview, I go to Fukuoka, which is, as I heard, considered as the coolest city on the island.
It is a very nice place.
And they have, I was told by my previous host, they have the most beautiful girls there. So as a recommendation for all listeners, if you want to plan a vacation, maybe you like there to you go to Fukuoka.
Fukuoka. It's a lovely town.
Yeah, they have all the sightseeing stuff you want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, don't forget to go to Japanese beach. This is something I never thought about. This could be a beach vacation here. It works out great. And if you speak a very bad Japanese, the girls will like it. So, like, I'd like to make a photo with you, nice, beautiful bikini girl, and then you say just some stupid phrase like, utsukushi nihon onna, and they are all, oh, let's have a photo together. It's so great. I have a lot of bikini girl photos with me because they're also amazed by my broken Japanese. They love the gaijin.
Indeed.
They love the gaijin.
Yeah. Well, you got it made then. It looks like you really have all you need.
Close to that. Yeah. Close to that, yeah.
Okay, well, good luck.
Oh, yeah, same.
Okay, we'll see you next time you come around.
Yeah, next year when I have a job here.
There you go. Okay, take care. Well, yeah, that's about all we have this time. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll try to come back in a couple of weeks. Yeah, everybody have a wonderful time and stay out of the heat if you can.
Yeah, it's hot.
So be sure to check out our show notes at planetjapan.org and send us messages at planetjapan07@gmail.com. And we're going to close out the show this time with a song from a really cool Canadian singer named Melissa Rabonia, and a song called Comes Alive. And of course, it's courtesy of the fine folks at musicalley.com. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
When you talk to me, I don't believe a word you say. You seem to change your mind a million times in a day. In a day. Ever since I've known of you, you keep promising away. All the things you talk about never happen anyway. Thing.